So what did they do today at the meeting?
Well, they talked a lot and didn't take any action. There was some hope that they would deal with these next generation science standards, but the board could not reach a consensus on what it wants to do. Again, as we've talked about before, the legislature had a budget amendment that didn't want any money spent on these standards. There were people who tried to convince them to adopt them anyway, but they didn't have enough votes. In fact, that motion failed. They originally tried to have those standards tweaked a little bit by the State Department of Education. That motion failed. They failed a lot of motions, Irina. But what they eventually came up with was something that will send it back to the State Department of Education and the committee that had worked on the science standards to begin with, not necessarily start from scratch, but develop some Wyoming standards that might address the things like climate change and some other issues that some people have been troubled by. I think the thinking by some of the members is maybe there's a way to craft those standards where you're just assuring that all sides of the issue are being discussed, both sides are being looked at, and maybe that would be palatable to people in the legislature, including the governor. And it was quite an afternoon of discussing. A lot of people obviously very concerned about the science standards and didn't want them adopted at all. Obviously, there was a large contingent here that also, you know, asked them to pass these. And these are very important standards, and it's very important that people have the best science standards possible. Many believe these were those standards. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we're kind of back to where we started.
So is the whole discussion about these specific next generation science standards over with? Like, are they looking in new directions now?
You know, the legislative intent is to say that they cannot adopt these next generation science standards now after July 1st. I suppose there would be a scenario where they could tweak things a little bit and try and jam them through, but they really have very limited time. And there is a comment period that has to take place, and the governor has to sign off on them. And very frankly, the governor's spokesman, Mary Kay Hill, who represented him on this topic, basically said, yes, you probably don't want to go there. You probably don't want to bring these standards forward because the governor would like to see something a little bit different. So I think that committee would have to come up with some new language. It's possible they could do that in that amount of time, but you're right. The next generation science standards, you know, as a uniform set of standards, that discussion is mostly over with.
Okay, so as they're looking at other options, is there any sort of timeline in mind? Will we have science standards anytime soon?
Like, is there a plan? Is that what you're asking me? The answer is no.
Okay.
Jim Burley, who's with the State Department, well, he's the person that's in charge of developing the standards, wasn't having a very good afternoon today. He was a little agitated, I could tell. And, you know, he has to go back and figure out what they can possibly do. This is going to be a very sore subject because this was a unanimous vote to adopt these standards after 2 years' worth of work. There is a point of view that maybe members of the public were left out of the process, and maybe this will encourage them to get involved in the process a little bit more to see what kind of compromises. But, you know, Pete Gosar, who's a member of the state board, who's also the Democratic Party chairman, he was probably the most frustrated of the bunch. He really thought these should be adopted, and, you know, was just disappointed. And Catherine Sessions, another member, a former state senator, a Democrat, was also very concerned. Like, we're cheating children and cheating kids from perfect science, you know, getting the adequate science that they need in the state. However, you know, there are others who say, you know, don't tie standards in with curriculum. You can also teach a lot of these things in the classroom, but, you know, people are wondering, would teachers feel like they need to be careful of this kind of thing because, you know, there is some political pressure out there that maybe you don't discuss these things. So lots to still resolve. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, sounds like we'll be hearing a lot more about this as they work to resolve that. All right, thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Irene. It's been a pleasure.